saw a video recently where there was like a mass of dots, and these represented the people, right, the population, so us essentially. And then in this mass of dots on the left hand side, there was a very, very tiny piece of dust. You can barely see it. You have to have an arrow to point it out. And that's a two-scale representation of the powers that are mandating and controlling us versus how many people they're controlling. And it's specifically talking about tax, right? So income, you know, income and all the other forms of tax, how many tax agents there are versus how many taxpayers. And it really shows the scale of what's going on here. You have billions, billions of people, like 7 or 8 billion people paying, in many cases, half of their earnings and their wealth to a microscopic group of people, absolutely tiny group of people relative to the size of the amount of taxpayers. And so what you have is a system where we're essentially, as a planet, basically giving our money to a very tiny group of people who in many cases are, they elect themselves, they shuffle their cabinet members around and they bring in members or friends who have businesses and all of this kind of corrupt dodgy dealings and stuff. And they basically impose things like laws, restrictions, mandates, rules on the population, on us. And 90% of the time, it's stuff we don't even want. It's things that we never really asked for and we would prefer if it wasn't there, you know? I mean, in some countries, I heard in some parts of America, you have to get a license to collect rainwater on your own property. They're trying to restrict or tax the rain that falls from the sky. And, you know, I mean, there's other videos explaining all the different forms of tax and everything like that. But it's certainly something to think about. The system we have now, where you have this corrupt group of elites who are kind of running the ship, they don't need to be there, and they certainly don't need to be the ones in control. We as a population, as a as humanity, as the human species, can in many ways design and live under better systems that actually have our best interests at heart. And you know, Russell Brand talks about this quite often. There's various different ideas, theories about how this would run, but the system we have now, where there's essentially like a bipolar system, left versus right, you can either vote for left or right, essentially what ends up happening is, let's say you vote for the left. Okay, so they have 4 years now. So then they do stuff you don't like. And then you think, oh no, I'm gonna vote for the right next time. The left just didn't do what I wanted. So then you vote for the right, and they have 4 years. And then they do stuff you don't like. And ultimately, you're just being passed between these two options. Like, it's like a pendulum. It just swings between the two. And neither of them have your best interest at heart. Neither of them are run by honorable, moral, ethical people. And ironically, both of them are controlled and owned and influenced by the same people, the international bankers and the bloodline families, and it goes on and on. So why do we have this two-party system where essentially nobody wins except them? No matter whether you vote left or right or in the middle or don't vote at all, their agendas get passed anyway. They do these things without it mattering. So there must be a better way, right? There must be a better system. And I think there is. I think it's going to be based on international small communities. So it'll be like country, and then within that you have states, and then within that you have tribes or communities, smaller communities like humanity has had since the dawn of history. We've had these smaller tribes and communities. And then within those communities you have elected people who lead based on their ability to lead, and not based on their money or their status, but based on their ability to lead and their morality as a person. And even then, you know, they actually listen to the people and do what they are there to do. So I think that's going to be part of the answer, but not the whole answer. Of course, it's a long way to go. But what I think we're seeing now is a massive distrust of the authoritative organizations that have been there for so long. The health organizations, the governments, the institutions that are supposed to be there to look out for us and to have our best interests at heart have essentially deceived us. And this has been shown more and more. But ultimately, trust is at an all-time low for these things. And I think instead of focusing on that, instead of focusing on the bad, negative stuff, let's focus instead on the positive, on what we actually want to create. We want to create a system, a new world, where everybody's interests are taken into consideration, where people have governments essentially running things, but in terms of our best interests. They're not doing it for their own profits and agendas and careers, but instead they're doing it because we're telling them what to do. Let's take any issue, for example. Let's take, like, I don't know, public waste collection or something, and any issue that you would have a vote on in like the House of Commons or in a parliament situation. Why are they voting for us in the age of blockchain technology, where every person in the world, potentially, assuming you have an internet connection, and even then, if you don't have one, you can get to a place where there is one. Everybody should be able to vote through the blockchain on each individual issue, so that each individual issue is actually a representation of what the people want. instead of being a representation of what one politician wants, or what a small group of people at the World Economic Forum want, that's not representative of what humanity actually wants. That's just what the small group of elites at the top want. And as an example, right, they want you to own nothing and be happy. And then for that to happen, they have to own everything and rent it to you. So of course they want that, but do you want that? Do you want to own nothing? And do you want, more importantly, do you want them to own everything? And then them to be able to decide whether you have access to anything, transport, rent, food, and etc. In the vast majority of cases, no, you don't want them to own everything. And no, you don't want to own nothing, you know? So, and I think this is possible. I think we just have to be creative in actually building something better.